Welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose of the Word of God. It's Ash Wednesday, February 14th, and I'll be reading from the voice translation of Psalm 51, verses 1 through 17. This is Kyle Olson, and I serve here as the technical director at Elmhurst CRC. This will be our prayer this morning. Look on me with a heart of mercy, O God, according to your generous love. According to your great compassion, wipe out every consequence of my shameful crimes. Thoroughly wash me, inside and out, of all my crooked deeds. Cleanse me from my sins. For I am fully aware of all I have done wrong, and my guilt is there staring me in the face. It was against you, only you, that I sinned, for I have done what you say is wrong right before your eyes. So when you speak, you are in the right. When you judge, your judgments are pure and true. For I was guilty from the day I was born, a sinner from the time my mother became pregnant with me. But still, you long to enthrone truth throughout my being. In unseen places deep within me, you show me wisdom. Cleanse me of my wickedness with hyssop, and I will be clean. If you wash me, I will be whiter than snow. Help me hear joy and happiness as my accompaniment, so my bones, which you have broken, will dance in delight instead. Cover your face so you will not see my sins, and erase my guilt from the record. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Restore within me a sense of being brand new. Do not throw me far away from your presence, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give back to me the deep delight of being saved by you. Let your willing Spirit sustain me. If you do, I promise to teach rebels your ways and help sinners find their way back to you. Free me from the guilt of murder, of shedding a man's blood, O God who saves me. Now my tongue, which was used to destroy, will be used to sing with deep delight of how right and just you are. O Lord, pry open my lips, that this mouth will sing joyfully of your greatness. I would surrender my dearest possessions or destroy all that I prize to prove my regret. But you don't take pleasure in sacrifices or burnt offerings. What sacrifice I can offer you is my broken spirit, because a broken spirit, O God, a heart that honestly regrets the past, you won't detest. In your name, amen.